From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. London attacker identified.
Mr. Speaker, we know the threat from Islamist terrorism is very real. But while the public should remain utterly vigilant, they should not and will not be cowed by this threat.
British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking today before the British Parliament in the wake of the terrorist action that took three innocent lives.
If his intention was to gain access to this building, we should be clear that he did not succeed. The police heroically did their job.
She went on to say it's British citizens who go about their normal lives who are the true heroes emerging from yesterday's tragedy.
It is in these actions, millions of acts of normality, that we find the best response to terrorism. A response that denies our enemies their victory, that refuses to let them win, that shows we will never give in.
London police have identified the person who carried out Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament as Khalid Massoud. The 52-year-old British-born Massoud was known to the police for a number of previous convictions for assaults, including possession of offensive weapons. He was last convicted in 2003 for possession of a knife. Massoud had not, however, been convicted for any terrorism offenses. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, which killed three people and ended when an officer shot dead the attacker. An American tourist, Kurt Cochran from Utah, has been identified among those killed. The officer was killed on the premises when he was stabbed by the attacker. Cochran succumbed to his injuries in the hospital. His wife was also badly injured in the attack. This is VOA News. Former Russian lawmaker Denis Voronenkov was shot dead in Kyiv on Thursday in a likely contract killing ordered by Russia, that according to Ukrainian police. Voronenkov fled to Ukraine last year, fearing for his safety, and testified in a treason case against Ukraine's pro-Russia former president, Viktor Yanukovych. Ukraine's general prosecutor said Voronenkov's testimony in the case likely led to his death. Police said Voronenkov was standing outside a hotel in central Kyiv when the assailant shot and killed him. Voronenkov's bodyguard was also wounded but returned fire and hit the gunman. Police in Israel say they've arrested a 19-year-old Jewish Israeli man suspected of calling in a string of bomb threats to Jewish community centers across the United States. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the suspect is the guy who was behind the JCC threats, referring to the dozens of bomb threats called in to Jewish centers in recent weeks. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the arrest allowed a large-scale investigation spanning multiple continents and cooperation between international law enforcement agencies. Rosenfeld did not provide a motive for the suspect's alleged bomb threats, but said he also made threats in New Zealand and in Australia. As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its support by airdropping local ground forces near the IS-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria. It's part of the campaign to liberate the nearby city of Raqqa from IS occupation. In advance of World TB Day on March the 24th, the World Health Organization is warning the battle to wipe out the global tuberculosis epidemic will not be won unless stigma, discrimination, and marginalization of TB patients is brought to an end. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva at the launch of a new WHO ethics guidance for the treatment of people with tuberculosis.
Progress is being made toward achieving the UN Sustainable Development Goal of ending the global TB epidemic by 2030. The World Health Organization reports 49 million lives have been saved since 2000. WHO Global TB Program Medical Officer Ernesto Jaramillo says vulnerable peoples are most likely to suffer abuse.
Having new tools for diagnosis and treatment of TB is not sufficient if there are not clear standards to ensure that vulnerable people can have access.
The agency says protecting the human rights of all those affected will save many lives and will make it possible to end this global scourge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.